Mine rescue crews have a very tough job which relies on highly specialised training. Teams of these first responders from across Northern Australia have been putting their skills to the test in a special time trial competition. Our reporter Stephanie Zillman went to MacArthur River Mine in the Northern Territory to watch them in action.
It's a chaotic scene. Mass casualties amid the wreckage of a light plane and passengers still unaccounted for. Fortunately, this is just a training exercise, but the fake blood, realistic set and sense of urgency makes it all seem very real.
What I'll do is I'll put it in a sling.
How's that? Does that feel okay?
Yeah.
Not too tight.
For the first time, this competition between the emergency response teams from mines across Northern Australia is being run at a fully operational mine. We're at MacArthur River Mine in the Gulf of Carpentaria, around 60 kilometres from the township of Borroloola, a remote location by any standards. Drew Wagner, the Executive Director of the Minerals Council NT.
These scenarios are all very realistic. They're all as much as we can do, puts them under the same pressures they would otherwise have to respond to an emergency on site. And these are the kind of scenarios they would ultimately face, unfortunately, as frequently as they do.
At another mock emergency, a fire is burning out of control after a mining vehicle hit a gas cylinder. It may be a training scenario, but the fire is very hot and the danger very real. Drew Wagner again.
It's trying to put these teams under as much pressure and realism as we possibly can, as you can see from the flames over my shoulder, to try and get the results that we want.
MacArthur River Mine medic Lee Mott.
It's just like going to real life events. Obviously, it's the closest you can get to the actual scene and scenario. They've got real casualties, looks like real blood, people screaming, so it's as close as you can get to the real thing.
The event is also a chance for the teams to compare notes. Lee Mott again.
Seeing what sort of gear they have, we've all gone through each other's stuff and seen what they have and what they use, what they do differently. It's been awesome.
At the end of each scenario, every move they made is put under the microscope. Matt Kane is the lead adjudicator for a scenario where a site vehicle has been crushed after getting in the blind spot of an enormous bulk load truck.
Unfortunately, this has occurred in real life and on mine sites around the world. The operator in the truck has very limited visibility in these trucks. So if you get onto the blind side, as you can see, the driver's on the left-hand side. The right-hand side is what we'd call the blind side. They can't see you at all for a very long distance. So, unfortunately, if you get in there and the truck's moving, that's the likely result.
At the end of the scenario, it's up to the panel of adjudicators to give critical feedback to the team of first responders. Matt Kane explains they're marking against very particular criteria.
Okay, so when they arrive, we're looking for the team captain to take control of the situation and assess the situation and formulate a plan, and then to direct his team to take appropriate steps to recover the casualties.
They're also looking for what they might do wrong. Matt Kane again.
If they don't formulate a very clear plan and don't have a clear plan of attack and follow a methodology, if they're disorganised, we're looking at their first aid, their leadership and their technical skills.
Ultimately, at this final test of the day, the team from Gove were too slow against the clock. They had 45 minutes to get the two casualties out of the vehicle, but as the buzzer went, had only just finished cutting the doors off. Adjudicator Matt Kane told the team that in future, they'd simply have to move more quickly.
So I just felt that there could have been a bit more urgency on the job.
That's Head Judge Matt Kane, ending that report by Stephanie Zillman.